Yes, he returned as Hull beat Wigan 20-10 in the Challenge Cup. Josh Reynolds, hello to you. Now, I want you to start by just singing the Hull team song for us, mate.
Oh, do not do that to me, mate. This is a big one because I know you've seen the clip. I've got a bit of homework this week. I honestly got absolutely sprayed by a few of the fans saying, like, oh, come on, aren't you buying in and stuff? I'm like, I'm fully being in the team and, you know, like, I don't mean to be rude. The first couple of times, I couldn't understand the words coming out of the boys' mouths. So I've got a piece of paper, and I've been reading it all this week. So by this Monday, big win, and I'll hopefully know the song.
Now, that win approves you're up with the big boys, though, doesn't it? And you're not far away as far as the Super League's concerned. How significant was that win for your club?
Yeah, well, it was huge. I think, you know, on playing against a side like Wigan, there was everything the boys said throughout the week. I think I mentioned it last week. When I've been watching them, they seem to bring teams down to, I suppose, their level and into a bit of a fight, you know, a bit dirty and whatnot. But they've also got the class of Hastings and Hardacre at the back. But I couldn't be more proud of our boys. Just, we probably turned them away. I think we may have defended three or four sets on our try line, just kept sending them away. And, you know, they were testing us. And, yeah, we didn't probably attack as good as we wanted to. But, yeah, the Challenge Cup was a great experience. And now we've got to go, you know, against probably the best team in St. Helens in the semis, which is going to be another great test for us.
How was the hamstring, mate, for you personally? Pull up okay?
Yeah, really good, thanks, mate. I was a bit nervous, Clarkie, going
in. Bet.
It's one of those ones where, so I've done the same one a few times, and it plays the mind plays silly tricks on you the week coming in, and I felt good on, you know, Monday, and then a bit dusty on the Wednesday, and you sort of question yourself, but then you just got to back everything you've done and all the physios have done, and, you know, they're the professionals, and I hit all my top speeds and made sure I'd done everything right to come into the game, and yeah, like I said, the boys made it a lot easier for me. We really just kicked them in the corners and, you know, said come out. So if we can do that next game and get to Wembley, that'll be an unbelievable experience.
Josh, for a lot of our listeners that mightn't have been in that situation, how do you deal with that mentally? Because I'd imagine you look around your change room and you know you've got to be at your best when you run out onto that field to give them all you got. But you do have that little bit of fear in, is the hemi going to be okay? Can I play to my max? Like, how do you deal with that mentally as you run onto the field knowing that I've got to give my best, but I'm also a little wary? How do you deal with that?
Yeah, I think it's just reassuring yourself. I think the hamstring's been the hardest one for me because I've had, you know, two shoulder recos and, you know, a couple of knees and whatnot. But with the shoulders and stuff, I suppose you can strap them up and, you know, you can put yourself in positions where you're not going to, I suppose, be exposed. But with the hammy, if you fall on a loose ball and got to run 100, there's sort of no stopping you. So for me, it's making sure I do all my rehab, because if I'm brutally honest with myself, my first hamstring I ever done, I probably didn't do everything I could have to get it back to where it was. But now I'd probably go above and beyond, and that's probably a bit of maturity myself as a person and a player. But just get yourself ready, because I don't care what anyone says. I think if you've had hamstring problems in the past, that first game, you're always going to be a little bit nervous. So you just got to back everything you've done, and, you know, hope you come out after the game unscathed.
Yeah, Josh, do they rest you at all? And do they still integrate the Challenge Cup with the Super League midweek and then play it on the weekends and things like that? So what I'm getting at is, if you're playing a couple of games a week regularly, will you have to pick and choose which game you're playing?
No, they actually don't, Loz. So pretty much if you get knocked out of the Challenge Cup the first round, you just don't play those weeks. So the teams who got knocked out in that first round, they just had the weekend off. So if anything, it's the better you go, the more games you play. You know, a bit of a double-ended sword, because you obviously want to go on and win all, you know, those cups and achievements, but at the same time, you're playing more games. So I actually think it comes back to the depth of your squad. You know, if you've got the chance to, I suppose, be able to maybe give a guy a rest here or there, and, you know, still win the game, it's it's a good, you know, position to be in.
And when do you play that semi-final against St Helens, and where's it played at?
So it's on the 5th or the 6th of next month, and it actually got announced today. It's at a mutual ground in, I think it's in Lee. So it's about a two-hour drive for us, a bit closer for them. But apparently it's a really, really not a big ground, and I only think they can fit maybe 12,000 in there. So they hopefully might be able to pack it out, because as of this Monday, we're allowed to start bringing some fans back into the stadiums, which is going to be awesome.
We're speaking to our Thursday regular, Josh Reynolds, over in the UK. And Josh Hull, you play Catalans this weekend. James Maloney on the other side of the field. But you're looking forward to, I don't know, a sledge or, I don't know. What, have you got a favourite James Maloney yarn? Because we've had him on the show several times. We know what a character he is. Surely he got something for us with Jimmy.
You know what, with Jimmy, I always went up against him, especially when he was at the Roosters, because he played on the left and I was always on the right. But over on Catalan, he's actually playing on the right-hand side. So we probably won't see each other too much, but I'm sure he'll make his way over to the left and, you know, give me a little bit of something. But he's the one story I have got for you is, it's not really a story. It's every time I've tried to get into him, he just laughs it off. He actually couldn't care less what you say to him. Like if he throws the ball into touch, into the fourth row, I'll, you know, get into him a bit, but then the next play he'll throw one onto, you know, Tupu's chest and they'd score in the corner, and then he'd just look at you. So he's a bit of a hard man to rattle, mate. So I might have to bring my best artillery on Monday and see what I can get into him about.
Then Sam Cassiano, one of your old Bulldogs teammates, he's in that squad as well.
Yeah, he is, mate. He's actually playing really good for him. He's looking probably the fittest I've seen him in a long time, and you know, I've heard he's staying off the red wines over there, which is good. But I think for them, they've actually got another guy on their side that plays a pretty similar role to him. So they just swap in and out, and they definitely get some go forward for them. And then they've obviously got Sam Tompkins out the back, who's actually leading the Man of Steel at the moment. He's pretty hot. He's actually really hard to. So obviously done a bit of video on him already, and he's really hard to get a read on because he's a bit different to all fullbacks. You know, the fullbacks at the moment, they with their sweeps, they like to play, you know, a tad deep and want the defenders to, I suppose, come to him, but he plays them really short. So our defence is going to have to be on song, and hopefully we can get my first win at home ground, because I haven't played there yet, so I'm pretty excited.
And we know that soccer's massive over there, mate, and Man City have just clinched the Premier League title. What's the reaction been like over there?
Yeah, you know what? Not a lot of the boys follow Man City. A lot of the boys are Man U or Liverpool, and it's not as big as what I thought, to be honest. I think because they're just so good. They've just been so good for the whole year, and obviously they don't have semis or whatnot, so they... Yeah. They haven't really ever, I suppose, looked like losing or whatever. So, yeah, it's there's not actually... I mean, Manchester's about 2 or 3 hours away from us, so hasn't been much fuss, you know, over the soccer.
Yeah, and generally, mate, what's the mood like over there with people out and about now, and it looks as though coronavirus is getting under control out there in the community? Is there a different vibe to when you first turned up and everyone's a bit more positive and excited?
Yeah, definitely. It's that's why because our game was meant to be on Sunday night, but they actually moved it to Monday because that's the second the stages that they've put it through. So this is the second stage of the plan to get to obviously back to normality. So you're actually allowed to, you know, dine in at restaurants, and you're allowed to go inside of the pubs and be a bit closer to people. So you sort of see a lot more people out and about, and life's a lot more, I suppose, funner. So I can't wait to just be able to now go inside, and just when we've been going to the pub after a couple of our wins, it's freezing. You see everyone literally at the front blowing smoke out of their mouth, but they're still there. They're teammates, so we've been soldiering on, but it's about time we're allowed inside.
How much a week are you spending at the local?
I can't tell you that, mate. the one good thing about here is it's you know, to deliver, it is very cheap, and you can get a pint at my local for £2.50 on a Tuesday. So you definitely see me down there on a Tuesday sneaking around trying to make some new mates.
Yeah, bit different to London, that's for sure. We got a text from a listener here. The Nowra Rooster says, can you ask Grubby about the big front rower they have who got a double on the weekend? He looks like he'd cut it in the NRL.
Yeah, big Chris Sutter. He honestly won us the game. As I said before, it was a bit of a neck-and-neck game. It was probably not the greatest game to watch because it was just end-to-end, putting each other in the corners. But he came up with two tries. It was pretty much like under sixes when I was playing at Clemson Park. Give it to your biggest player, and he just steamrolled a few blokes over. And I actually agree. He's got a good motor on him for a really big guy, and he's just really explosive. We definitely play a lot of our, I suppose, good ball footy off the back of him because he's got some really quick play the balls, and you know we try and sniff around off the back of him. But yeah, I think he'd be great in the NRL, and he's one of those guys, if he got picked up and just put him on for a couple of little stints, he'd do some damage.
Is there anyone over there that's caught your eye, Josh, that you think, oh, geez, he'd go well in the NRL?
Yeah, well, the thing was, because there is a few. There's a few that have been said they were possibly going to come over. I think the Warrington hooker, they said he signed at the Titans, but I heard 2 days ago that he hasn't signed. And I think Gildart from Wigan might have signed with the Tigers. So there's actually a few. Well, I've said before, our fullback, Jay Connor, I probably haven't seen many players more skillful than him. I think he could cut it in the NRL. And I know because obviously Hodjo, our coach, he's a fullback. I think he's trying to sort of make him into that extra player where he probably could, you know, because obviously a lot of the fullbacks in the NRL are super fit and, you know, just trying to get him on the ball all the time. But, yeah, there's definitely, you know, some blokes over here that I reckon could go over there and make the cut.
Finally, Josh, can you believe that Adam Reynolds will be a Bronco next year back home? Isn't that just a weird thought?
Yeah, it honestly is. It's I think it just goes to show, you know, our game at the moment, unfortunately. You know, he's South through and through, and you know, I thought they would have found a way for him to stay there and finish out his career. And you just see how much the blokes there love him. But, you know, I heard you both talking before. And when I think Loz said he doesn't get all the accolades for being, you know, the best player in the game. But I've never seen a guy being able to put a ball in a place constantly and, you know, never get seven tackles and, you know, be able to turn the momentum of a game with a kick. And he's been doing that for years and years. And when he's got guys like Cody Walker and Latrell Mitchell, they can do all that stuff. But you don't realise all the, I suppose, the little barking and stuff he's doing around to, I suppose, get the team around the field. So I think he's going to be a massive pickup for Brisbane, and I think they'll be a threat next year.
Yeah, you went through it yourself, Grubby. Like, I mean, how disappointing is it? I mean, you know, Adam wanted to be a Rabbitoh for life. You wanted to be a Bulldog. And we know everyone doesn't get the fairy tale, but it must be a bit of a kick in the ass when it finally happens and you realise that, oh, geez, I'm not going to, you know, finish my career at the club I always loved and wanted to play for.
Yeah, it's definitely been the hardest moment of my career, Loz. Probably coming to terms with, I suppose what you've achieved there. And I played in 2 grand finals and I didn't get to obviously take out the big one. And I suppose I'll be brutally honest with you. I thought I'd never leave. And they told me that at the start. And that's what made it that little bit harder, I suppose, because I was willing to take a really big cut to stay. Well, not a cut, but, you know, for what the Tigers sort of offered me. But it still wasn't good enough. So pretty much, you know, they showed me the door, and it did hurt, you know, because it doesn't just hurt you. It hurts everyone around you. Like all my mates, we grew up there, and my family, and there's just so many memories that you go through there. But, you know, I've got some great memories there, and, you know, there's no hard feelings for me or whatnot, because in the end, it's just a business, and I suppose you're just another number. But it did hurt when the time was there.
Well, mate, great to talk to you again. Good luck against Catalans and Jimmy Maloney and company this weekend.
Thanks, boys.